still have the investment tax credit that is in place through 2016, but the challenge there is because of the recession that we're in and, of course, the financial crisis that that started in 2008 and has continued, a lot of what you would consider to be the traditional players in the investment tax credit market simply don't have tax capacity to invest in these large projects and take advantage of the tax credits. And so that was one of the reasons that the 1603 Treasury grant was put in place. So you get the Treasury grant in lieu of the investment tax credits. And so that certainly made things easier. But, you know, the key issue for solar thermal and other technologies is scale. We need to have more projects financed and into construction. We need to exercise the supply chain. And that's how we're going to reduce our costs. You know, it's still a nascent industry. You know, as we've seen in PV, once the Chinese became involved, PV prices on panels dropped dramatically over the last 5 years, a much more competitive market, and a lot more projects being financed and built. And that certainly was a key factor in driving down the price of PV and the cost of PV. And we certainly anticipate the same will happen on the solar thermal side. But again, that comes with scale, with getting more and more of these projects built and operating. What we hate more than anything is uncertainties. And so we certainly have global experience, and we've established a global footprint in terms of markets that we're interested in. We've been very active in Spain for years, and they had a feed-in tariff, but obviously there are challenges in financing projects in Spain given, you know, what's going on with their economy. But in places like South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Chile, Australia, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future, China, they're going to have policies, they're going to have incentives, if they don't already, in place that will make it attractive for us to build these projects overseas. Now, of course, we'd love to build more here in the United States, but that's one way that we're going to be able to reduce our costs. By building these projects internationally in other markets, we'll be able to accomplish the same thing. We'll establish supply chains, we'll build these projects, we'll operate these projects, and then when the U.S. economy turns around and demand for electricity increases in the next few years and utilities need to expand their renewable energy portfolios, we think we'll be extremely competitive. But, you know, it's unfortunate that the U.S. doesn't have sort of a comprehensive energy policy, and then in particular a renewable energy policy that would give developers like ourselves, investors, the capital markets, comfort that we can spend millions of dollars developing these projects, advancing the technologies, because we know we're going to be able to finance these over the next 5, 6, 7 years. And that certainty allows the industry to adjust. But absent that certainty, unfortunately, we're looking at more international markets where we think there are very interesting opportunities for this particular technology.